One of the things that became very obvious to me was that the real density of queer history in Brooklyn appears when Brooklyn becomes a city, when it urbanizes, when it gets that kind of mix of density, economic opportunity, anonymity, privacy, that global status that introduces people who live there to cultures from around the world and their different sexual mores. All of that stuff is swirling in Brooklyn, basically after the opening of the Erie Canal in the early 1800s. So by like 1850s, Brooklyn is really a full-fledged city. And that's when queer history really becomes visible there. It's not to say there weren't queer people there beforehand, but to become visible enough to be seen requires a certain amount of density. And that density then provides the ability to create community by seeing commonalities and then to understand the self, right? And so that's a process that I think is deeply implicated in urbanism, which obviously throughout the U.S. is a big change that comes upon us in the end of the Victorian era, the beginning of the 20th century. I mean, you see this huge movement of people away from rural spaces into cities. And that, I think, is a process that has its own particularities in Brooklyn, but we can see that happen all across the country. And then on top of that, Brooklyn is a port city. And around the world, if you look at port cities, you will find sexual histories, right? Interesting ones, ones that break the rules in a lot of ways. Because again, these are spaces of cultural intermingling. They're spaces where a lot of people, men only worked with men, say, or lived with men. Women in those spaces often were already violating sort of the gendered strictures of their time just by being in a space that had men in it, or a space that was a bar, or being out without men. All of those things were seen as violations of gender, right? So it's already this world that is kind of outside of the norms of gender and sexuality when you look at ports. So I think those two themes, urbanism and the importance of sort of intermingling, spaces that provide intermingling, really apply to the entire country and the world.